We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
That person whose name we were just trying to come up with is Josh Charles.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Jeez.
All right. We'll talk about in the 840 Schmig when Tim takes ownership of that Schmig. We'll talk about a red carpet premiere that is happening tonight in St. Louis based on a movie, based on a story that came out of Lake St. Louis. Okay, but let's talk about what's online at Y98.com. You can see Mama June's Cracker Rust mugshot if you want. She's kind of like this. Sorry, it's radio, I know, but she's like this.
She's in the not category in terms of hot and not. Not to hot to not again.
Channing Tatum is now looking like Eminem.
Really?
Mm-hmm, he got his hair shaved and dyed. You can see that picture, right, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
you call
ma'am.
Me sir?
Yes, him. Knows him.
Is that for a role or just something to do?
He didn't specify why he did it.
That's a return for him, too, because he used to look like that.
Yeah.
Oh, back in his... Mm-hmm.
When he was just a dancer.
Mm-hmm. And he just had a dream.
Yeah.
And a pole.
Yep.
And then did you put the Sophie Turner Game of Thrones thing up?
There were curse words. I could not, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. She chugs a glass of wine at the Rangers game. Okay. Yesterday I was making fun as I was watching the television in the studio because the Today Show spent a good 10 minutes on which Sesame Street monster would you rather be stuck on a deserted island with?
It is thought-provoking, if nothing else. Gordon.
All right. Here are your choices. Grover, Oscar, Cookie Monster, Elmo.
I think Grover's the winner.
Grover won.
Super Grover.
Yeah.
Grover
fly
would
out.
Drive me crazy.
Yeah, Grover's the winner.
I think Oscar for me.
Oscar would complain the whole time, wouldn't lift a finger to help. He got some votes for being the least annoying of the four. He's a survivor because he lives in a trash can, but he nags. Cookie
He's
Monster.
Funny, though.
Cookie Monster because he'd have cookies with him. But then he would go through cookie withdrawals. Elmo got last.
Yes, those other I think it's Oscar all the way. Those other three are lunatics. They would drive you crazy.
Okay, so we covered it, and we did not spend 10 minutes on it. Moving on.
That'll be my schmig.
Please, no. All right. So have you seen all these? I think BuzzFeed started it, and I saw one yesterday. I'll bring up in a second. But the new one is today, can you name 25 Game of Thrones characters in 6 minutes?
That's
what's
a long
the,
time.
What's the 6 minutes thing?
You gotta think about it.
I know, but it's not pressure cooker.
Right, no.
How many
minutes.
Can you name in a minute, maybe? Oh. The one I saw yesterday is, can you name all the movies in the Marvel Universe in 4 minutes?
There's 22 of them.
23, I think. Counting the ones that are coming out this year.
Ooh.
Maybe that's to account for, you know, maybe if you've still got dial-up and your browsing is slow, you can look it up.
I thought we could. I thought
you want us to go?
I don't have 4 minutes.
All right.
Or else the schmig would,
easy schmig.
You're right. No information for you, but just a easy time for us. Okay, have you heard about this? Did we talk about this with Jen already, how CBS is going to be doing a Frankenstein cop drama?
What?
I think they've been working on that for a while.
What?
Okay,
Frankencop?
Ryan Philippe, how do you say his name? You know, Reese's ex.
Philippe?
Whatever it is, like he is the star. And we didn't know if he was going to play the monster or Frankenstein. Well, now we know. He's going to play the monster. And he's a cop that gets killed in the line of duty, And then this Dr. Frankenstein brings him back to life.
They had a show years ago which used to star the guy who's the guy who stars in Hawaii Five-0. He was a vampire police
that was
officer.
Called Moonlight?
Yes.
I know what you're talking about.
Alex O'Loughlin?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, well, it was going to be called Frankenstein, but they thought that was off-putting, so it's going to be called Alive. I'm just letting you know about it. Now, let's talk about some 90s shows. You
should call it Officer Stein.
No, he's not Frankenstein.
Oh, the doctor.
Yeah. Okay, the 90s show Sliders might be getting a revival.
Oh, yeah, with that the one with Jerry O'Connell?
Yep.
Where he would slide through time?
Mm-hmm. And David Boreanaz said that Angel might be getting back to do something for their 20th anniversary.
Really? Mm-hmm. The thing is, how do you handle, in the vampire universe, characters that are not supposed to age? I mean, they don't look like they did.
Well, look what they did with Samuel L. Jackson.
That's true.
Yeah. Or Schwarzenegger's still making Terminator movies.
Yeah.
And he's not
also
supposed to age either.
That's true.
And it doesn't sound like it's coming back for a new reboot, but maybe some kind of reunion. I'm not sure.
I
would too.
I'd check it out.
I would love it.
I'd get some Popeye's chicken and settle down.
All right, SNL, long history of being political, but they just did a big survey, and 54% of people said that it is too political. But here's the weird thing. So they talked about late night talk show hosts as well that lean politically liberal. And Jimmy Kimmel, 42% he does. 42% said Stephen Colbert does. Jimmy Fallon, 40% said he does. But here's what's weird. Those people got more votes than Bill Maher, Seth Meyers, and Trevor Noah.
What?
Well, yes!
Wow. To say that Kimmel and Colbert are close to Jimmy Fallon, I mean, Jimmy Fallon's way less political than those two guys.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's just a slight margin, couple percentage points difference.
Bill Maher should just be called, I'm a liberal.
I'm right. But it's interesting because I think those numbers are just what's, if you feel like that person is on your side or not. And I feel like Maher he's an interesting one because a lot of his stuff, he certainly is a liberal, but a lot of his stuff is kind of all over the place. So a lot of people identify with him or don't just immediately put him into one column or the other.
Maybe. And he does have lots of guests with differing opinions. Mm-hmm.
Right.
He's not like, I'm only having guests that agree with me.
Right.
All right, so that's your Schmig. Tim will take the duties over in the 8 o'clock hour, about 8:37 this morning. Got some good stories you're working on?
Sunny days.
No, we're not. We already covered it.
We're going to get to the bottom of it.
All right, here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
All right, let's start in the Westplex, southbound 61 between...
Entertainment Schmig.
That's right. I'm Tim Convy with this edition of Entertainment Schmig. It is brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Let's just get into it because I want to have as much time as possible to talk about this. Let's say you're on a deserted island with one of the characters from Sesame Street.
I purposely did not give you that story.
I know, but I wanted to break into it. Now, seriously, what do you think?
Did you ever choose one?
No, because I don't care.
Okay, that's fine.
I was more of a electric company fan, if I'm being honest.
I get it.
You don't want to zoom.
Zoom I loved.
teased it earlier and did want to say this. If you remember, not too long ago, soap star Christoph St. John died, right? And
yes.
He had been in and out of getting help for depression and had a lot going on. His son had taken his own life just in the last 2 years. So when that happened, because he was, in and out of mental health facilities, people thought for sure that it was suicide.
I didn't even know there was a question it wasn't.
I agree. I thought the exact same thing, which is why it's important we say this. It was not. It turns out it was heart disease.
And it was undiagnosed.
Undiagnosed. He had a heart problem, and that is what happened to him. So obviously he was going through some things.
But
it turns out
that's terrible.
It was his heart, so that's important. Woodstock. It's the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. They're putting on a new one. It is happening in August. out there over in New York, Watkins Glen, New York, and they just announced some of the headliners.
All right, hit us.
And it's interesting. First of all, they've got some people from back in the day. John Fogerty, Santana, Dead & Company, John Sebastian, Canned Heat, Hot Tuna, but some of the newer stuff. How about this? Jay-Z.
Okay.
The Killers.
Uh-huh.
Imagine Dragons. Chance the Rapper, Miley Cyrus, Halsey, The Black Keys, Rockin' Tours, Lumineers, Greta Van Fleet. I think it sounds pretty good.
That's a good lineup.
That's a good lineup.
Is it a full weekend or it would have to be with that?
Gotta be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend of August 16th. Yeah. I'm into it.
Yeah, I love I wish we would have more of these festivals when I was in my concert going age.
Man, they do a good job now.
Because I probably would have been at one, at least two a summer.
Yeah. I got my eye on a few. There's some I'm waiting to see the lineups, but I want to hit at least one this summer, so we'll see. Robert Plant also performing with his new band. He was in a band called Led Zeppelin, asked to play the original Woodstock, and they turned it down. Speaking of that, Lollapalooza, which is one of my favorites I've been to a few times up in Chicago, they announced a partial lineup. Janelle Monáe, Tame Impala, Lil Wayne, and Tenacious D. Mm.
Nay.
Not into it?
No.
Also wanted to remind you that the show is nominated for an A-List award for St. Louis Magazine. So stlmag.com/A-List. Vote for Courtney and Company for your favorite morning radio show. And I'm also in there for St. Louis Comedian. So different categories. You got to look them up.
It really could mean us being your favorite show in the future.
Yeah.
Getting this award could push our time more.
Could, us sticking around longer? You do know things that I don't?
I don't know anything.
This is up at 198.com. Lori Loughlin, they just found out, sent a high five emoji to the ringleader of the whole Operation Blues scandal thing, Operation Varsity Blues scandal. Rick Singer sent a high five emoji when Olivia Jade got into USC.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. This story I found interesting. We good on this one?
Yes, Kev? We are.
All right, how about this? So, you know Ariana Grande's hit song, Seven Rings?
Do I?
It sounds like this.
Yeah. Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like
sounds familiar.
It's a big hit. Yeah, it sounds familiar. Because obviously she borrows that melody from My Favorite Things, Raindrops on
from
Roses.
From Sound of Music.
Yeah. Sound of Music, Rodgers and Hammerstein. So when you do stuff like that, you gotta cut out a deal and say, all right, what are you guys getting? What are we getting in terms of the songwriting royalties? Guess how much old Rodgers and Hammerstein are getting for that?
All of it.
90%.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's a classic. And she wanted this song so bad, though.
Yeah.
That she's like, that's fine.
Because it'll help propel the record. She's got other smashes on there. She's out touring and stuff anyway. It kind of doesn't matter.
Well, we never heard, but you remember that Train song that came out a year or two ago? That
was
a total, I don't want to say ripoff. Yeah, Heart and Soul.
Heart and Soul. Yeah.
Which is why I think some of these songs become hits, because it's already familiar to you.
Absolutely. That's why they do it. That's why they sample stuff and hip hop. I mean, that's absolutely why. Heart and Soul, I don't know.
Oh my gosh, it sounded
Yeah. But I wonder if Heart and Soul is like public domain.
Probably
at this
point. By this time, I would think so.
We'll get to the bottom of that. Anyway, I think that's interesting about the Ariana Grande song. And then finally, man, this is crazy. So you remember Jeff Bezos, and he's dating Lauren Sanchez now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's a big deal.
The divorce is going to be the biggest celebrity divorce.
So much money. And there were explicit photos that were exchanged between them in text messages, and those got leaked to the National Enquirer. People were unsure about where they actually came from. We found out where they came from. Someone was paid $200,000 for those photos for the National Enquirer. And you know who it was?
Who?
Lauren Sanchez's brother.
Oh!
What a scumbag.
I mean, your brother.
Wow.
Why does he have him in the first place?
Holidays are going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Real uncomfortable. He has access to him in the first place, which is real disturbing, and then decides to get paid for him by the National Enquirer. Mm-hmm. And he's doing interviews and saying all kinds of weird things. He's like, I'm not saying I wasn't involved. The truth will come out. My motivations are how much I believe in Jeff and Lauren's love. It's a legendary romance that will blow your mind as to just how in love they are.
So will that check for $200,000 that I put in the bank.
Oh, yeah. What a complete and total dirtball. That story and all these up at Y98.com. You can also check out the podcast and so much more at Y98.com. Here's Lance with a final look at your traffic.
All right, let's get you an update here on 170 southbound. Like I said last time
around, deserved it. You look perfect.
tonight.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Time for celebrity birthdays. But before that, a little back in the day. A lot of depressing stuff happened this day in history, but we're not going to get into that. We're going to keep it positive. 50 years ago, in 1969, John Lennon married Yoko Ono in Gibraltar. 10-minute wedding ceremony. And then they flew right back to France and spent their honeymoon in bed talking about world peace.
Huh.
50 years ago. Kind of crazy.
All I can think of is the Bare Naked Ladies song.
Right.
Yoko Ono.
27 years ago in 1992, Basic Instinct was released.
Oh yeah.
Sharon Stone. Yeah, Ice Pick sales were never the same.
And 20 years ago, Legoland opened in California.
Yeah. Wow.
Has anybody been?
No.
Have you?
I have not.
You've been to the one in Kansas City, though, Kevin.
No, we didn't get to go. It was a punishment.
That's right.
Yeah. Is that a Legoland?
It's a Lego. It's not a land. It's funny. There's the actual two Legolands, Orlando and then the one in California. And then there's like little Lego mini lands across the country. They're not really lands. They're just like little areas where you can do certain activities. They've got like a ride or
but
two.
They're officially logo things.
Yes, they're official Lego.
It's like a Lego RV park.
I like that. The Lego cul-de-sac.
Tough to keep track. Also, Fred Rogers' birthday today.
I try to live more like Mr. Rogers. I try every day, and immediately in 2 minutes of signing on.
Yeah, and the cardigans are not a great look for you either. So
I disappoint Fred every day.
Yeah, you shouldn't try to look like Mr. Rogers. All right, celebrity birthdays. I don't know. It's interesting, but how about this? Kathy Ireland. She was a game changer for me.
Oh yeah,
was she? I bet.
Known best for her Sports Illustrated swimsuit work. She also has a line of, what is it, furniture or something?
Didn't Guy one time?
There was the St. Patty's bit where they got remote control cars and a stand-up of Kathy Ireland when she was advertising, I guess, for Budweiser. Yeah, and they put snakes in the cars and drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Through Ireland
or something like that.
That is a stretch.
It's a lot. It was a lot of explanation.
Yeah, sometimes I wish I was in radio back in the day. Other times, I'm glad I
wasn't. I know, right?
How old is Kathy Ireland?
I think she makes a ton of money on her furniture.
I did not look up her age. She makes $2.5 billion in revenue every year from her products.
Yeah.
Well, the company brings that in.
Yeah, the company brings that in.
What if Kathy Ireland was making $2.5 billion a year?
I'm going to say Kathy Ireland is 57.
I don't think the necessary roughness star is that old.
She might be a little younger.
53.
Wasn't Sinbad in that movie, too?
Yes,
and Bakula.
Scott Bakula.
Kirkwood. Scott Bakula. 59.
She's 56.
Wow.
Good job, Court.
Holly Hunter. She's the mom in the Incredibles movies.
Got very similar dishes.
Oh, yes.
That's the first one you're going to mention, the mom in the Incredibles movies.
That's her most recent thing.
Right, yeah. She's
but then it goes back to, what is it, Raising Arizona.
Raising Arizona, yeah. Broadcast News, yep. Always.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
She is so good.
She won an Oscar for The Piano.
Oh, and she didn't speak in it.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good actress. How old is Holly Hunter?
61.
Nailed it.
Wow. Courtney's hot. Your total score is one so far. You're one off on the two guesses.
I would like to do two more. Let's see how we can do here. He's an actor, all kinds of stuff. Michael Rapaport. He's in maybe my favorite movie of all time, True Romance. He was in Prison Break. Friends.
Yeah, he was Phoebe's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Friends.
He's on Bravo all the time because he's a huge fan of all the Housewives.
He's a Boston guy.
Yeah. Oh, what's the one?
Trying to do stand-up.
What's
now,
the
too?
School movie he was in with the where he was the...
Oh, Higher Learning?
Yeah. Is that it?
There's two that I get mixed up.
I can't remember, but he was ended up going crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think he's that old. I'm going to say he's like 51.
I don't have a good feel. I got a ballpark number in mind.
54?
I say 50.
49.
Oh. Wow.
He's a real character. All right, and finally, he directed Do the Right Thing, Malcolm X, She's Gotta Have It, and Black Klansman most recently. which you just won an Oscar for. How old is Spike Lee?
Wow. Around a long time now.
By the way, Michael Rapaport, I would like to know what he thinks of this Beverly Hills storyline. It's been about this dog called Lucy Lucy Apple Juice, and it's the most ridiculous thing. It's been going on for 4 weeks. They have no storylines on that show.
Also, while you think about Spike Lee, happy birthday to Sherry. Sherry, I believe, was at the when you guys did the movie thing.
Oh, she was.
Sherry and a friend, and they wrote and said, hey, wish Sherry happy birthday. So happy birthday, Sherry.
Okay.
All right, Spike Lee, back to business. How old is Spike Lee?
55.
62?
Nailed it, 62.
Hey. Is he really?
Wow.
I didn't think he was that old.
Spike Lee is 62. If you're celebrating a birthday today, you might be one of the more famous people celebrating because there's about a ton. Happy birthday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.